Hello out there in the pretty spectacular land of drumming. You guys have reached Jeff and Dyke. Welcome to Bonham's Up. A total honor to be here. Special thanks to Mr. Rick Kay for his wonderful, again, invitation to be back here again one more time. And the sound segment, right, that I'm going to be actually producing today is basically built off of something new, something I've been looking forward to for a while, Whole Lotta Love, the work, right, that John Bonham, the late, great Bonzo, did. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Before I proceed, if you guys are right, would like to know the schedule of releases that are going to be up here, I'm kind of right doing them in a certain order. You guys are right, could certainly call me at 516-263-9782 if you have questions about the segment. It's great to speak to drummers. I've been getting calls from some guys right as far as California, which has really, really been cool. And if you stay on until the end of this sequence, and I hope you guys download this, I'll tell you a little bit right about how you guys right could find out other information on some of the wonderful things right that I'm involved in. And well, time to go to work. And I also want to say also too that there will be a DVD follow-up to this. So every sound segment that I do will have a DVD, sort of an extended version, which I'll go on with right in time. So here we go right with the idea, and I'm going to talk a little bit right about a couple of the original feels and then create some genetics. First and foremost, the original groove had a really, really great sort of displacement. I'm going to give you right my influence on this feel, but here's right what's actually on my reference sheet as the original philosophy. It's the and the four, and the one, and two, and the three, and the four, and that kind of right really took me by surprise right when I first heard it. And the one, and two, and the three, and the four, and two, one, and two, and two, notice, right, the slow tempo is really going to generate, right, some very nice lazy man sort of fills. So that's kind of the direction, right, that I'm going to go in. I want to talk a little bit about pulling open the hi-hat. I think, right, it opens up really, really nicely on the end of one. You'll notice that the fill portions kind of come usually right at the end of the sequence. Now, for those of you guys right that are kind of working your fills out, the most common segment would be to actually right cut through across. And I've been doing this right on the original, all these new segments now. Three measures of rhythm and then cut. As a matter of fact, right, I'm going to pick it up a little bit just to kind of give you guys right a little bit more of an aggressive approach to it. So here we go, three, and then cut on a four. It's your move there. At that quicker tempo, right, I'm actually not coming back to it right away in the exact same proportion, right, that I just did it. That's kind of interesting. Now, let me talk a little bit about the and of four and an attachment to it, which kind of creates a right sort of the beginnings of the funk displacements. And when I get it right over the DVD portion later in a month, when you guys see that up there, you'll see right some further extensions on this philosophy. Now, this is more of a genetic funk approach. When I add a duh of four after that and one and two and three, Now, I did something very similar to this in custard pie. So if you kind of keep that sort of in mind, there's sort of a little bit of a mixture there. And one, and two, three, four, and a. Off of a whole lot of Cobham files arrived from my television show, and can't seem to get those linearizations out of my head. That's kind of cool. Now, the other attack, here's a right where it gets interesting, is I'm going to actually literally attack a right the E of 4 with an actual dropping a bomb there. So, and one, and two, and three, four, you see there. Now, when we do that, we have the option, all right, to create space, which I'll actually do on the one where I'll leave the one kind of open. So here we go. It almost, the right, sounds all right, like it's kind of ahead of the beat. Okay, so that's all right, the first step. Now, if you guys, all right, want to create even a further echo, you can go with it this way. One, and I actually didn't even return to it. I just kind of went into like a whole different sort of a setting there. Thought that'd be kind of interesting, right, to break up the pattern. And I want you guys, all right, to try to imagine yourself doing that kind of thing as even more of like an improv. You know, you kind of leave right what I'm doing and then kind of take into some of your own field. I didn't actually expect that I was going to do that. That just sort of happened, I guess, on the spot. Now the next thing, right, that I wanted to talk about is I want to talk a little bit about some fragmentings of parts of the other beats. Now, if we take the one, for example, which is an eighth note, one and two, three, I like a sort of paradiddle inside of there, one and, that's kind of been sort of a growing feel, came out of actually the Common of Pieces Realistic Rock book, if you guys remember in that book. I love this application. One and two, and the three, also too taken to sort of doubling it up. Some guys are right like the triplet. And some guys are right who are a little bit more on the edge. I like that term. Kind of crush it and get it a little bit closer. More right like a drag. Right, during that very first segment where I went into that displacement, I might have been right a little off right at the time on that. I'm going to keep this as a tape because the feeling right was really, really good. So I'm going to let that one right kind of slide right as far as perfection is concerned. That was really, really hip, though. Nice attitude to that. And then, all right, if you want, I want to try to keep this one take sort of feel happening, especially right on the DVDs. You guys can really see me right in that one take setting because I like to do right all my things in one take when I can. Try to get that natural on the spot lights camera action kind of feel, even though the camera's not on now. The paradiddle, of course, right also too as a growing from the sort of paradiddle one that kind of gives it right that complete straight up feel. Here right we get a little less of a boppish feel. You know, that jive. One of my students out in the West, Quinn Richards, talks all right about how, like, when I'm playing, I'm kind of jiving. This takes that jive out and gives it a right more right of a straighter feel. Though I do tend to jive things. My jazz training. Interesting. Now I'm going to come back right on the DVD segment. As a matter of fact, I'm going to produce that right after I get done right with this segment. But let me give you guys all right one final feel around on that paradiddle with a little attack on the E. This is kind of hip. Now I want you guys all right to just get that. Now this changes things. Good ending. Really, really good to be here. Well, the first thing I wanted to tell you guys, all right, is if you're in the New York area and are interested in speaking to me about any philosophies, instruction, things right along that sort of line, you guys, all right, can actually call me at 516-263-9782. You guys, all right, can also, too, if you're out of the area and have any questions on any of my courses, all right, call me right from out of the area as well. That's very exceptional. Now, if you're in the New York area, my Jeff Indyke Drum Education Show, which basically the original Bonham Pile, all right, on season one was basically, all right, the premise for this particular segment for drumradio.com. So very exciting there. If you guys call me, I can tell you right the show schedules, when they are, because right now I'm in season three. Season four is on the way. You know, there's a lot going on. You guys are right, can also, too, if you'd love to look at any of the materials that I'm doing. I'm doing some very, very cool things up at Danny Britt, DannyBritt. Danny, actually, right, has given me my big break into the internet since I have a little trouble seeing. He does, right, most of the things up there for me, and I appreciate it. You go over to /jeff.htm, and you guys could literally see a whole history, right, of cassettes and DVDs and things, right, that I'm working on. Well, anyway, I'm going to get right down, all right, to the DVD sequence. Whole lot of love. It's actually going to be a 20-minute sequence. So you guys, all right, should look out for that after this particular airs. And, again, drumradio.com, all right, has been wonderfully, wonderfully gracious, all right, to give me this opportunity. This is my first major contribution. And, again, Rick Kay, it's really, really great. And I don't know if you guys, all right, caught the interview with me, but that was pretty exciting as well. I almost started crying on the air. It was so amazing. Not really, but it was pretty emotional, right, to be up there. I played that thing for my mother. She couldn't believe it. Anyway, see you guys soon. Good to be here. Jeff Indyke, Bonham's Up segment concludes for the evening.